Maxi J1820 plus 070 X-ray spectral timing reveals the nature of the accretion flow in black hole binaries, by Tenyo Kawamura et al. Black hole X-ray binaries in the low, hard states display significant broadband stochastic variability on short time scales 0.01 minus 100 seconds, with a complex pattern of lags in correlated variability seen in different energy bands. This behavior is generally interpreted in a model where slow fluctuations stirred up at large radii propagate down through the accretion flow, modulating faster fluctuations stirred up at smaller radii. Coupling this scenario with a radially stratified emission property opens the way to measure the propagation time scale from data and hence directly test models of the accretion flow structure. Our previous spectral timing model could fit the NICER 0.5 to 10 keV data from the brightest recent black hole transient, Maxi J1820 plus 070. Here we use new data from InSight HXMT to explore the variability up to higher energies. We have to extend the model so that the spectrum emitted at each radius changes shape in response to a fluctuation pivoting rather than just changing normalization. This extension gives the strong suppression of fractional variability as a function of energy seen in the data. We find that the derived propagation time scale is slower than predicted by models with maximum magnetic flux on the horizon, MAD flows, despite this system showing a strong jet. Our model jointly fits the spectrum and broadband variability up to 50 keV, so the QPO can most easily be explained as an extrinsic modulation of the flow, such as produced in lens Thuring precession rather than arising in an additional spectral timing component such as the jet. This was Maxi J1820 plus 070 X-ray spectral timing reveals the nature of the accretion flow in black hole binaries, by Tenyo Kawamura et al.